UPS is hiring now. A job at UPS means doing essential work, earning good money, and taking pride in what you do. You'll enjoy a great job now and have opportunities to grow beyond this season. Earn now on our warehouse team or pairing up with a driver to help deliver or even making deliveries in your own car. Jobs pay up to $23 per hour to start. If you're looking for a job now that will help you meet your goals, join Team UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com/seasonal. That's upsjobs.com/seasonal.
Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, it's about 10 days since the election. Where are we? A lot of controversies. The question is, should CNN and Fox be able to call who the winner is? I think we should wait a while and see what the Electoral College says, what the Supreme Court says, what the Department of Justice says. With us this morning is America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who is the president's attorney, and he's fighting hard to get the truth. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm fine, except for I'd rather be in New York than Washington.
The food is better at the Italian restaurants.
The food is better, and I'm just at home. That's all. Yeah.
Tell us, it seems like a lot of it is standing on the possible illegal voting or by the computers called Dominion that are now in many, many states. What have you found?
Well, there are two parts to it, John. In Dominion, there's one very big part to it. The second part is the fraud. We found substantial fraud in about 7 or 8 states. We've already done 2 lawsuits that lay it out in detail, which is Pennsylvania and Michigan. In Pennsylvania, we have 623,000 ballots that were put into the system without our having an opportunity to inspect them. They were mail ballots. The law of Pennsylvania is clear as a bell. You can't enter a mail ballot unless both parties have a right to look at it. We have this law in New York with absentee ballots. I've been in contests where we count absentee ballots. There's a Republican on one side, a Democrat on the other side. We look at the envelope. If the envelope is legit, we pass on it. If the envelope looks like it's illegit, looks like wrong address, wrong name, maybe 5 or 6 envelopes with the same name, a scratched up name you can't read, you object to it. We had no opportunity to do that for 623,000 ballots that were cast in Pennsylvania. Those ballots are all illegal, and we're going to ask the court to declare them null and void. Same thing in Michigan, where we have 325,000 ballots like that. In Michigan, we have 100,000 ballots that were all delivered at once at 4:30 in the morning in ash cans and bags. Now, I'm not a fool. I know what those 100,000 were. They were too far behind in Michigan to catch up. They panicked, and they had people make out all kinds of ballots. These ballots were all for Biden and nobody else. We have similar allegations like that in Wisconsin, in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and we're going to have to pursue it. We even have it in states where Virginia, 3 or 4 other states. So we have to decide which ones to bring, which ones are involve enough ballots so we can turn the result of that state. Pennsylvania and Michigan are quite clear, and we will be bringing those lawsuits next week. Dominion is the second problem. Dominion was counting the votes in 29 states. Dominion shouldn't be counting the votes anywhere. Dominion, when you look into it, just a little bit of investigation, you find out that Dominion uses a software, Smartmatic, which is a company that goes back to 2004. It was founded by 2 Venezuelans and Cesar Chavez. It has a terrible history of having fixed elections in Argentina, having fixed elections in Venezuela. That was all outlined in 2008 by the United States House of Representatives. It got kicked out of Texas for being woefully incompetent. It is still run by these 2 Venezuelans who are close to Maduro. And the Dominion company is not an American company. It's a Canadian company. We send our ballots outside the United States to be counted to a company that is allied with Venezuela and China.
Is the purpose that's of that sending it out of country? So if
29 states, John.
So if
in Pennsylvania, we caught them reversing the votes on Biden and on Trump. In other words, If you went in and you thought you were voting for Trump, you were voting for Biden. If you thought you were voting for Biden, you were voting for Trump. And it gave Biden like a 61 and Trump 40-something. It was exactly the opposite. Now, we believe that every one of those machines has to be audited in every state. Curiously, in the very, very close states where he lost by less than a percent, it's those machines that are being used. Nevada, Michigan, and Georgia use those machines. Those machines should not be used in any American election. Again, they're foreign machines. It looks like it's a Canadian company. It actually is a company owned by two Venezuelans that's been in business for about 20 years and been disqualified in so many places it would make your head spin. I don't know what possessed anybody to pick them. I'll have to just attribute it to gross laziness and doing absolutely no investigation before you give out a government contract.
If the votes are being sent out of the United States and being sent to
they're being counted. They're being shared with a computer that is owned
in Spain,
by
I heard?
Smartmatic.
And where's
they
that
go
computer?
To a computer that's being run by Smartmatic, which, as I said, is a company that is owned by two Venezuelans who are very close to Chavez and are now very close to Maduro, and were involved in fixing elections in South America.
So,
and now we
so
want
in other words, when they go to
a company
when
like
votes,
that, this is outrageous.
Those votes go to Smartmatic, and I heard that Smartmatic had some computers in Spain, possibly?
Smartmatic has been involved in all kinds of shenanigans. Switching votes is one of their specialties, like they did in, like we caught them doing in Michigan. Alerting you to how many votes you need to catch up later when you're cheating is another thing they commonly do. So, for example, my suspicion, when those 100,000 votes came in the bags and everything else, they had gotten a notice from Smartmatic, hey guys, you thought you caught up, but you're 135,000 behind. Remember, they had a terrible problem on election night. Trump won this election. He was winning in Pennsylvania by 800,000 votes, almost 400,000 in Michigan. They were expecting to cheat and make up about 200,000 votes per state. He actually won in those states. Pennsylvania was a landslide. So they started putting in the votes they had already made that were false, but it wasn't enough. So they had to pile in more votes. So in Michigan, they tried to do it all at once with 100,000. And in Pennsylvania, that's why they took two or three more days to count, because they had to bring in more ballots and more ballots and more ballots. Now, if you think I'm telling you something new, this is exactly what Mayor Daley did in 1960 in Chicago, except he had a small margin to make up. This is what they were doing for 20 years in Florida until they got caught 2 years ago with like 50,000 ballots being brought down to Palm Beach, very much the same way they got away with in Detroit. This has been going on with Democrats for years, and they get away with it because they do it only in Democratic cities that they own. You don't see them doing this in Omaha, Nebraska. You don't see them doing this in a place that's, you know, Republican. You don't see them doing this in Dallas, Texas, or someplace else. You see them doing it in places where the Democratic Party owns the city, like they own New York, right? I mean, if Mother Teresa ran for mayor of New York as a Republican, she wouldn't win because the machine owns New York. And if she got close to winning, they'd cheat. I mean, they cheated on me when I ran, I know it for sure. This is not. I mean, people should not be surprised, for example, that there is a major voter fraud case in Philadelphia. The fact is, if Philadelphia hadn't cheated in this election, that would be a surprise. They cheat in every election.
Is the Department of Justice, the FBI, going to cooperate in this one?
Just Department of Justice is investigating the fraud, and I do believe they're investigating the national security aspects of Dominion. I think they jump right on that. I know they've seized computers. I shouldn't say I know, because I don't get inside information from the FBI. I read the newspapers, and I get informed opinion from retired CIA and FBI agents. I believe they have seized machines in Europe. I'm not sure of this. I believe in Barcelona, Spain is one of the places.
That's what I heard.
What our ballots are doing in Barcelona, Spain, somebody has to figure out.
Well, maybe they figured they sent them to Spain.
All these decisions were made by our governors. The federal government doesn't make any of these decisions. The federal government has nothing to do with federal elections. Federal elections under the Constitution, under the Elections Clause and the Electors Clause, is governed by the state legislatures and the governors. So every contract here was given by a particular state, which means they had to go through an investigation. And they either had to find out the history of Smartmatic and said, we don't care if Chavistas are involved in our election count or closely allied with communist China, or we're so lazy and dumb we didn't check it. And it's outrageous. 29 states.
That means that if they were sending
I also
overseas,
believe, John, this may be worse, that Smartmatic is used by some of the other machine companies. In other words, that they're a subcontractor, but they're actually doing all the work.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I hope you save America and get down to the truth.
I hope we get to the truth, John. You know, one thing I would ask people to do, remember when we took, until mid-December with regard to Gore and Bush. And what we had was something much more simple. We had one state, and we had how to count the votes in Palm Beach County and one other place. Here we have evidence, hard, solid evidence of fraud in any states, seven or eight of which you would call swing states. I mean, we're not going to look at the fraud in California, or we're not going to look at the fraud in New York, and maybe there was none. There would be no reason to. He was going to win those no matter what. But looking at seven or eight states, that's very complicated to start with. You don't just get that evidence easily. We already have it for about four states. And second, this issue of Smartmatic and Dominion is very, very serious. I mean, this is, and I think it's being treated very seriously by our intelligence agencies. This is, I mean, you're talking about Russian collusion in an election that didn't happen, and we don't figure out that foreign countries are involved in our election count, and enemies of ours are involved in our election count. That's really pretty sad. And to have an election rest on that. And we know who China favored. They paid Biden a lot of money over the years, millions, and they congratulated him already. And all through the campaign, they were not shy about the fact that they wanted Biden over Trump. And it's quite obvious. I mean, Trump has been very tough on them, and Biden was basically their baby.
Understood. Mr. Mayor, keep us updated, and we'll look forward to your 10 o'clock show on WABC Radio on Sunday mornings. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.